Amen. 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 A couple of things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, the hour has come for us to take in your word. So let us be not just hearers, but doers of your word. As we study, let it be applied to our lives. Use us, Heavenly Father, to encourage someone. Lift us, Heavenly Father. We love you. We're nothing without you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If you will, while I get my eyes, go to Ephesians. Pastor talking about, I can't see. He can't see you.
I was saying you couldn't see.
I'm sorry, not Ephesians. I really can't see. Philippians chapter 4. A lot of times you hear different messages using pretty much the same scripture, but the message still stays the same. It's about Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And it's about us changing our character and being Christ-like. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, we're going to start, and it's just two scriptures we're going to start with. We're going to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And let us read together. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You may be seated. Forgive me while I give my bearings. That song, that's the love that Christ wants us to have for him.
Yes.
Loving him more than anything. All right. So let's dig in. This is the season of Advent. This is the season that we all come together. You notice when you go out, you go to the store, you go to the gas station, and everyone is just so nice. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Happy holidays. Good to see you. God bless. Everyone has joy in their heart. It's a great thing, and it's kind of a sad thing because most people only use this time from Thanksgiving to New Year's to be Christ-like, if you will. Everybody is loving on everybody. Everybody is happy. You know, they all say Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm sorry, but that's every season. And it's not just this season. It's every season. He is the reason for every season. Every season. So, when we are feeling our best and we're loving on everyone because it's the Christ thing to do, we have to remember to stay focused. Where's your focus? Is it just on Christmas? Are we just going to be in this Christ-like attitude because this is, we're celebrating the birth of Christ? No. And popular to what people say, maybe this, and I don't know how we got from September to December, because September is actually the month of Christ's birth. I don't know how we got to December. We'll have to do some more research on that. Why they wait to the end of the year to celebrate Christ's birth? Why do we wait to the end of the year to celebrate Christ's birth? I always wondered and pondered that. Well, maybe we should be celebrating Christ's birth at the first of the year. Why we can't celebrate it? Why we got to celebrate it in December? He was born in September, and man-made says, okay, we will celebrate it at the end of the year. Okay. But nevertheless, the love that God had for us was to send his son to us. That's love. And it's not just this season. It's every season. Every season. We have to keep in mind and stay focused that Christ is the reason for the season. Christ is the reason for every season. So, back to what we say, where's your focus? Where's your focus? We're going to start, and we're going to break this down, because everything that we do, we have to have the mindset of Christ.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So, starting at verse 8, it says, finally. That means last but not least. That means finally is just as important as in the beginning. At the end is just as important as in the beginning. So, finally, brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whatsoever, I mean whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you think about, whatever it is who you feel that you are, whatever, whatsoever. That means that covers a multitude of everything. Whatever, whatsoever, everything in your life. If it's true, let's talk about true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. So, we're thinking about Jesus because he is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
Whatsoever. In your life, it says, whatsoever things are honest. Honest. Another word for honest is noble. King David was noble and honest. Now, hear me. It wasn't, his honesty came into play with his iniquities and his transgressions. He went before the Lord and he fell on his feet. He didn't have the Adamic nature of Adam and saying, she made me do it. He didn't blame Bathsheba.
All right.
He took it on the chin himself because it was his actions. And he accepted whatever punishment, whatever chastisement that Christ had for him, he accepted that. He was honest about it. Well, you know you can't lie because Christ sees everything. You can't lie. But he was noble about it because he received any and everything that God had for him in his wrongdoing. But guess what? He never stopped praising the Lord. He never stopped. He kept going. He kept it moving. Whatsoever things are honest, noble. Whatsoever things is just. Whatsoever things is right. King Solomon says, bring the baby and let me split them in two. Because two mothers deemed that it was their child. He was being a just God. I'm sorry, not a just God. He was being a just king. Forgive me. He was being a just king. He wanted to do things right. But before that, when God made him king, he asked Solomon, what is it that you want? And he said, bless me with wisdom so I may discern your people, for your people. He wanted to be just. He wanted to be right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And then it says here in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So outside of David and Solomon being honest and noble and just, who else you gonna follow the mold after? Christ. He is our justification. Amen? Amen. Whatsoever things are pure. Pure, without contamination, wholesome, and untainted by immorality. Pure. Christ is pure.
Amen.
Matthew 5:8 tells us, I'm flipping, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, this is one of the Beatitudes. He didn't say be pure. He said be pure in heart.
Yes.
We can't be pure. Our flesh will not allow us to be pure. But we can be pure in heart. And that's what God looks at, is the heart of the man. Amen?
Amen.
That's where we're supposed to be. We are to be pure in heart, for we shall see God. Trust me, he's coming back. He's not looking at anything that we did in the flesh. He's looking at the spirit man. He's
Amen.
Looking at the heart. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Now, moving on along. Whatsoever things are lovely. Love conquers a of. That's right. So we all have that nature. But our love, but the love that Christ has for us is what conquers all of our sins. We don't not have to be slaves to our sins anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And these are thoughts. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. Everything that you think about. I'm thinking about the loveliness of God, the loveliness of Christ, the loveliness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is love. That is lovely. Oh my God. I love thinking about that. Whatever, whatsoever things are of good report. Admirable. Of good report. You know who I'm reminded of in the book of who was just an admirable person? Hosea. Hosea was an admirable person. What makes Hosea admirable is that God used him to be a metaphor for Israel. Because what Israel was doing to God was the same thing that God had his wife do to Hosea. She was a harlot. She was seeing a bunch of men. She was in brothels. She was out there. And God told Hosea to take her up as a wife. And even though all the three children they had, only one of them was Hosea. And she felt as though she needed to go out there and be, you know how people feel as though, I need to get back out there. You know, I need to get back out there and do that thing. Because I remember when I was doing that thing. I need to get back out there. And that's how the people of Israel felt. God had delivered them from bondage, but they still felt they needed to get back out there. They didn't want to be accountable.
Right, right.
So Hosea's wife was the same way. She had to go back out there because she felt the need to. But guess what? After she was out there and everything and got in all kinds of trouble, awesome story, read it. Awesome story. Got out there and got in all kinds of trouble. She decided, guess what? She needed to come back home under a safe haven. Been there? Have we all been there before? We wanted to go back out there and then we thought it wasn't as nice out there. I need to come back home with some covering over me. Amen. And Hosea bought his wife back for some gold. Just as God did with Christ. He bought us back. With Christ's blood. He bought us back. That's admirable. Hosea is admirable. Of course, he didn't want to be considered to be that man that had that harlot. But he was obedient. And he took her back. Amen. Amen. And there is also a lesson of forgiveness. Amen. 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 We cannot expect to be forgiven for our sins if we are not forgiving others of their sins. Amen. 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 We cannot be hypocrites. And if there be any virtue, if there be any excellent praise, anything, the valor, as Pastor says, men of valor, it's a manliness thing. Excellent. That's how we feel when we're thinking on these things. Excellent. And out of all these things you think of, then you offer this excellent praise. You cannot help yourself. You can't. When you're thinking on these things, you are thinking on what Christ has done for us. You're thinking on what God has done for us. You're thinking on what the Holy Spirit is doing in us. Whatsoever, in everything you do. And if there be any praise, think on these things. It's praiseworthy. Think on these things. Those things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. That's what Paul had said. These things you've seen in me. I've done all of these things. Right? He said, these things that you've seen in me. I've seen Pastor do these things. I've seen Brother Tim do these things. I've seen Pastor Rolliver do these things. I've seen Tony do these things. I've seen Mother Coleman do these things. I've seen Sister Samantha. I've seen Sister Gwen. And I'm telling you the truth. Sister Vanessa, Brother Tyrone, Brother Russell, Sister Debbie, Mother Nancy, Reverend Paulette, Sister Danielle, Brother Sean, Brother Rodney, Sister Louise, Sister Phyllis, Sister Linda, Brother Tony, Brother Andy, Sister Bonnie, Brother Mal. All of these things I've seen past our knees. I've seen you all do these things. I've seen it here at Liberty Temple. I've seen you do these things. That's why I'm so encouraged. That's what keeps me focused. I've seen you guys do these things on a daily basis. And it's not like it's a job, but this is what I do. This is who I am. I am a child of God. This is what I do. This is who I am. And when people see you do these things, they're still trying to figure it out what it is that's going on. Why are you still doing these things? And you know what else? We get distracted by so many things going on in our lives that it causes us to lose focus. We need to stay more focused on the spirit of gratitude than our distractions of trials and tribulations. And that's what you guys display. That no matter what is going on in my life, the trials, the tribulations, even the distractions, the discouragement, the pain, the hurt, the agony.
Yes, all of them, yes.
I see those things operating in your members.
Amen.
You see them operating in your members. I see you doing those things. I still see the virtuous. I still see the honesty. I still see the admiration. I still see the nobleness. I still see all of that. I see you operating in all of that. Why? Because you are staying focused on Christ. You're staying focused on Christ. What has Christ done for you? You are showing that in everything that you do. And you have to. That's what he requires of you. Amen?
Amen.
Give God a hand for praying. The last part. And like Pastor said, I'm closing. I love our corporate anointing class because we touch on so many things in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And it's like every week, I mean, really, every week you can come up with a message every week, can't you? Every week you can come up with a message. It's so great because how we operate individually is the same way how we operate corporately. The same way. God loved us so much. And even in our own muck, even in our own disgusting foulness of our lives. And mind you, I'm saying all of this, and we wasn't even thought of at that time from our conception, from our natural parents. But Christ knew. God knew. And he decided that he needed to save us. We needed saving. We need saving. There are others out there who need saving. And he decided that he would send his son Christ to be with us, to save us, to walk among us, to show us what it's like. And if you think about it, every time Christ walked or ministered to someone, he had to go off to himself and pray after ministering. Every time he had to. Why? Because the life is being sucked out of you. He felt that because it was so much sin going on, so much iniquity, so much transgression going on, he had to stay prayed up. Brothers and sisters in Christ, stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Meditate, 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 meditate on his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And with that, with us staying focused, staying focused, staying focused, staying focused, guess what? The word says, Romans chapter 8, 35-39. And I'm getting ready to close. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall your distress? Shall your persecution? People talking about you. Now you don't want to serve the Lord. Or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. You know they want us. You know that. However, in all things, in everything, the trial, the tribulations, us being counted as sheep for the slaughter, in everything, we are more than conquerors for him that loved us. Amen.
Amen.
We will overcome every adversity that comes before our way as long as we stay focused.
Amen.
Stay focused on Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For I am persecuted that neither, I'm sorry, no I'm not. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing in this world, of this world, a part of this world, from this world, nothing will be able to separate you from the love of Christ. Why? Because you're staying focused on him. Amen?
Amen.
He is our focus. This is where we have, this is where we are to be. We are to, all those things, we think on those things, that is our focus.
Yeah.
Because it says right here that nothing can separate you.
Amen.
That means we're more than conquerors. We're going to rise up to anything that's going on in our lives. Any and everything that's going on in our lives. I, you know, as my flesh tries to get me up in a imaginatory whirlwind, well, you, this, such and such, and this, and all negative. And I just had to stop right there and say, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I had to break out no matter where I am in a shout of gratitude, because my flesh is trying to get me all consumed about what's going on wrong in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of, and then I had to just stop. Cut it out. Girl, you better get yourself together
right. And
act like you got some sense, because you got some stuff to be grateful and gratitude and have much gratitude for. Sometimes we have to do that.
Amen.
You got to sit up there and point at yourself and talk to yourself and act like you got some. Well, Martina, I'm going to need you to act like you got some sense. Do you know you could be dead and gone, but he saved you? That's where we need to be.
Amen.
That's where we got to be. Sometimes we can't get in the mirror. Now, in the morning, I'm in the mirror. You know, I am encouraging myself. Girl, you know you got it going on. God is good. In the morning, in the mirror. But in the afternoon, I'm not in the mirror. You know, I just walked past one of my bosses that just had something nasty to say. You know, oh, you in a car accident, you speed too much. See, you, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I could have been dead. I could have been gone. The car could have been on top of me. Hallelujah. I'm focusing on you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Thank you for giving me another day. Thank you. I'm going to try to get this right no matter what I do. I'm going to try to get this right. Every day, every day, every day, every day.
Yeah.
People are going to try to steal your joy. But guess what? They didn't give it to you, so they can't take it away. Amen? What does the song say? This life that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away from me. Amen? Amen. You walk in the newness of the Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody steal your joy. They didn't give it to you. Matter of fact, they didn't even wake you up this morning and start you on your way. So why are we giving the enemy any kind of congratulatory praise? No, our praise is before the Lord. Trust me, it was a job getting here today. But I came here with a spirit of attitude, the spirit of gratitude, because I was among my brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
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 While I was down from my accident, and I was here, and I wasn't here, and boy, I sure was missing you guys. But that's what I said. I was thinking about that when I wasn't here, you know. I was thinking about the smile that Mother Comey gave me. Mother Comey, how's your day? It was good, babe. How was your week? It was good. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about how Brother Therese talks about me being strong arm. I was thinking about Mother Jordan. Baby, now baby, you just go on head on. Keep it moving. I think about my church family. And while I was at home, instead of me being consumed about what was not going, I just started praising him for the church family that I had, who I can be a part of, who I am a part of. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The texts and the phone calls. See, that what keeps you focused on Christ. What are you doing? Are people thinking about you when they don't see you? Are people wondering if you're okay if they don't see you? That blessed my heart because I'm not here, but you were thinking about me. You were praying for me. That lets me know that I am focusing on him and doing his will. Because when I am not in your sight, you're thinking about me.
Amen. Amen.
You're praying for me. That is the type of people that God wants to come back for. Amen. Those that have the compassion. And you guys have the compassion. When you're not here, I think about you. I pray for you when I don't see you. I don't have your number. I don't have everyone's number. But I do. I pray for you. I think about you. If I do, I'm going to text you. Am I a gangster? But that's the kind of rapport that you want to have. You want to be, Tony ain't here today. Not that we missed him playing on the organ, but we missed his laughter. We missed his smile. We missed him saying, how you doing? And I'm going to go to Jamaica next week. Those are the things that keep us going. That is where your focus is to be. Keep your focus on Christ. Keep your focus on Christ. Keep your focus on Christ. He is the reason for the season. Not just this season, but every season. And I need that to be a little bit louder. Not just this season, but
every season.
Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise for being in our lives every season. Every day, every season, new mercies we see. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Let us all stand.
When you think about me and you see how I walk and how I had rapport with my father and how I thought about the things that were good, my father was good. And how my father was honest, and how my father was just, and how my father was pure. He kept my thoughts in order even as I went through. That my people, they rejected me, and those talked about me, and they doubted me. But I kept my focus through thinking about my father, and I kept the love together with my father as I walked through. As they spat upon me, I thought about the good things of my father. As they slapped me and beat me, I thought about the good things of my father. And as they stuck the spear in my side, I thought about the good things of my father. And I thought about you. And how I loved you, that we would have be together, and I went away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. So as ye walk this life, think on those things. This is a season of great joy, but the enemy comes, and he tries to bring the loneliness and the despair, the lack of love, and those are destroying themselves because of it. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So to continue to think on these things, continue to think on the good report. I am your good report. I am your virtue. I am your love, and I'm your power. I am your sustenance, and I am here to keep you and walk with you and sustain you through all the days of your life, in all seasons, whether they be cold or whether they be hot, whether they be wet or they be dry. I'm the master of every situation, and nothing can keep me from you. If you keep your thoughts upon me, I will draw near to you. That nothing of this creation, nothing in this world or under or above it will be able to separate you from my love, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah! Glory! 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 My brothers and sisters, be not weary in your well doing. For we serve an awesome God. An awesome God. What you do for Christ lasts. What you do for Christ lasts. What you do for Christ lasts. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. This time of the year, as the Holy Spirit just said, many people want to take their lives. Many people are not feeling the love. So our prayer is going to be a prayer of love. A prayer of love. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, first of all, for being our God and our King, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Waymaker, for being our peace and our strength. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your holy name right now. Lord God, in this time of the year, Father, let the love of God be strong enough to comfort and strengthen those that are discouraged, those that are brokenhearted, those that are going without. But Father, there was nothing impossible unto you. So Lord God, we thank you for moving by your Spirit those which have not experienced the love of Christ, Lord God. Let them experience it through us when they come in contact with us. Let us show forth the love of God in spite of conditions or situations or circumstances. Lord God, prove yourself to be God in us. Lord God, as we stand up and proclaim that this is the day of the Lord and this is the acceptable year of all that you have promised. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, minister to your people this morning. Father, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, Lord God. Renew us in our souls, Lord God. I take authority over despondency. I take authority over discouragement. I take authority over brokenheartedness. I take authority over all this sickness. I take authority over, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand together corporately, Lord God, minding the same principles, speaking the same things, and we call these things brought under subjection to the power of the living God. Father, you said that we ask in thy name, believing that it would be done. And where there were two or three in your name gathered together believing, there you shall be in the center thereof. So Father, get in the center of our problems. Get in the center of our sicknesses. Get in the center of our trials. Get in the center of our tribulations. Get in the center of every situation that we're dealing with. And Father, you make it happen. And Father, we shall glorify you and magnify you in this earth, because you are God and you are King, saith God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus. It's offering time. Glory to your name, Jesus.